Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, it's Jessica. I am so happy to be back. I took a few weeks off and I'm screeching in just in time for this incredible event with Daniel Martin. Yes, the Daniel Martin. He is the Global Director of Artistry and Education for Tatcha. He's also the guest from Fat Mascara Episode 5, Brushes Like Butter, almost 5 years ago to the day. We got Daniel 5 years ago. I'm so excited. This is pre-whole Meghan Markle crazy, like craziness. And he is going to be hanging out with us on Newness, which is the most amazing platform. You're going to get addicted. It's free. Go sign up. I would explain it all here, but I think you just need to go and have a fiddle with it yourself. It's like, if you love Fat Mascara, you're going to freak out over Newness. And we're going to be having a big old beauty chat, taking your questions, going through Tatcha's incredible new product. And we're calling it the Silk Pajama Party live stream. You don't have to wear silk pajamas, but I have a pair that I'm ready to cut the tags off. I've been saving them for a special occasion. I don't know what occasion. I don't know what in life I was waiting for. It's a freaking pandemic. Everyone's wearing pajamas, nothing but pajamas. And I've been sitting there with the tags on. But now I finally have a reason to see all of you, to show them off to all of you, and to hang out with basically makeup royalty, Daniel Martin, and discover the world of Tatcha. Their products are beautiful. If you haven't tried them, there's a reason why we mention them basically every other episode. And it's just going to be a great time. I mean, literally, like, our lives are hanging out online, and Newness is completely adapted to that platform and made it really fun. And if you love Fat Mascara, I'm telling you, you are going to go nuts over Newness. Jen and I are obsessed. See you there Thursday, March 4th, 8 p.m. Eastern. All right, bye. Okay, everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm here with Charlotte Palermino, and I'm sorry I said your name wrong because I'm already laughing. Charlotte Palermino, because, you know, we're doing tech stuff together and it's super fun. Hi, welcome.
Hello.
Okay, if you don't know Charlotte, this is going to be a great episode for you. Charlotte's Charlotte Parler, first of all. That's your Instagram handle, right?
In case it is my,
follow you.
It is my unfortunate Instagram handle, yes.
Oh, I'm going to ask you about that. She's a skincare expert, a beauty expert, a content creator. She runs a beauty business, Do Skin, right?
Exactly, yes.
What else am I missing?
I mean, that's really it. I'm getting my esthetician's license, and I can't wait to legally touch faces.
Yes.
I'm really into skincare. And so any which way, shape, or form that manifests, that's what I like to do.
When will you have graduated? Like, when do I get my facial, Charlotte?
Well, I graduate in 3 weeks, and then I take my state board.
Okay, we will wish you the best of luck on that. So everybody wish good luck to Charlotte.
I said state board, like, no, it's like a license exam. Like,
yeah. I don't care. We're still wishing you luck. So we're going to, she's my final guest co-host until Jess Matlin returns in March. So we're going to talk about the beauty news. I'm going to interview Charlotte. And then we're talking about, both of us share this love of under eye circles and eyes in general and how to care for them. So we'll talk about that. And then we'll raise a wand and you'll fall in Charlotte with love. You'll fall in Charlotte with love. Do you like that?
Exactly. Perfect.
Everybody get ready to fall in Charlotte with love. Okay, let's do it. It's time for the beauty news. And I love having a new co-host each time that I can subject to Jen's science corner and all sorts of fun stuff that I love. But I'm starting out the beauty news with something really important. The beauty community is starting to speak out about the disturbing trend, which is an uptick in violence and hate crimes against Asian Americans. And I frankly have been surprised that I haven't seen more support for this sooner. But for example, Shiseido Americas made a statement. They said they were standing with the Asian American community. Hate and violence have no place in our society. I also have to point out a couple former Fat Mascara guests and influencers have spoken out about this, Charlotte Cho and Tina Craig. And I wanted to share it with our Fat Mascara fam because I'm going to link on our blog to some resources where you can read more about what's going on, the uptick in crime, read about the way our government might not be doing its statistics correctly and needs to really pay attention to the way it records crimes and hate crimes, and also some resources for the family and the communities that have been affected. And we'll link to that on the blog. Okay. Charlotte's been nodding the whole time, so I know she's in support, and I'm not going to make you be my color commentary.
I mean, I do have to say, though, it's like we owe such a debt to skin, like in skincare, to
beauty especially, right?
I mean, it's just like, speak up, because it's a huge problem. And I live in New York, and it's really fucked up.
Yeah. Okay. In business news, Estee Lauder is reporting that it will fold the beauty brand Becca. They cited poor sales due to the pandemic. If you're not familiar, Becca was one of the earliest prestige brands to like expand their foundation range. But most people probably know them because like Jaclyn Hill did a huge collaboration with them that like put them on the like pop culture map. So they're folding that brand. And then in the same week, which I thought was really interesting, they said that they were finishing out their deal with Dacium and to buy the rest of their stake in Dacium skincare. I'm guessing you're familiar with that brand, right, Charlotte?
Very, very familiar. I think
it sounds up your alley.
Yeah, I mean, it's the rise of skincare and just also how many color cosmetic brands can we have? I will say the same for skincare, like how many skincare brands can we have, especially because there isn't like the ephemerality of makeup with skincare. Like skincare, you need to try it for 3 months to see if it works, whereas like a lipstick, you don't need 3 months. So I am concerned to see some of the saturation and also just like duplication, like the same idea over and over and over again. Like Dacium started a trend and how many brands now have cropped up as a result. But I think it's a smart business move. Like if you look at like L'Oreal's quarterly earnings, it's all coming from active skincare. And it was really interesting to see how SkinCeuticals actually was increasing in revenue during a pandemic, right? So I think it's very smart.
And that's how these big corporations work. They own brands in multiple different places and they move them around as need be to make money. And you know, we've posted about this, the brands that L'Oreal owns. It's not a bad thing, by the way. People get really freaked out. They're
thing.
Like, corporate America owns everything. But like they differentiate between the brands that they make so that you can find what you need.
And also international. Like, you know, if I was going to try and go international to have, you know, a massive conglomerate that understands every single market, it makes a lot of sense. And I don't know if the ordinary is in like Asia and stuff like that. So
yeah. Interesting news. Okay. Our Southern correspondent, which is also known as intern Valerie, she shared this with me. Charlotte, I feel like you're really going to like this news too. The brand Glow Recipe, we're not talking about their products, but about their marketing itself. They made a statement that they will no longer be using the words poreless or flawless in their products and marketing. They said, quote, "We want you to remember that your perfect skin is your healthiest skin, and we should all celebrate and cherish our skin in every state. We promise that moving forward, we'll talk about skin in a realistic way, continue to show real, unretouched skin in imagery, and keep words like poreless and flawless in the past, and they hope that other brands do as well."
I mean, I think that claims, I mean, we're in America, so people just get super creative with the marketing. I always like to say, like, the most toxic thing in skincare actually is the marketing. It's not any one ingredient.
Ooh, I want that bumper sticker.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really because, you know, also it's like when you're poreless, like you got real dry skin, like it's not that great. So like you got your own problems. But I think that talking about skin in a way that is just unrealistic, like you need pores as a function of skin. And I think that, you know, in terms of like even how we approach messaging, we've even talked about terms like brightening and what does brightening mean? And so I think that a lot of these terms, like a lot of these terms actually come because beauty brands are not allowed to use medical terms. So you have to get super creative. Like even if it is creating like a physiological effect, like the guy who created Matrixyl Morphonics, the peptide, he was like, we have like a clinical showing it's as effective as retinol, but like, I can't talk about this. And it's like, so it does work, but like you have to like use all this creative language. I think that though we've just gone really far from like what we actually want out of skin and what's actually realistic. And, you know, even things like glass skin and stuff like that, like a lot of that's cosmetics. Like if I put Vaseline all over my face, it's going to look real glassy. So I think, I think it's a really good move. I think that more brands that are just more realistic, also they're just setting the expectations of the consumer. So the consumer's not disappointed and they're like, skincare is a scam. It's like, it's not a scam, but it does get scammy when you start promising snake oil things. So I'm very happy to see that. And I think it's really self-aware.
Me too. All right. In Jen's science corner, which is actually going to be Jen's psychology corner today, I have a study to share with you. A study published last month in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found, this is really interesting, that sexual harassment claims were deemed less credible and sexual harassment was perceived to be less harmful if the targeted victim was not conventionally considered attractive. So basically, they did all these different studies to see, they rated the attractiveness of a woman and then like, who is the one more likely to be sexually harassed? Whose claim do you believe? Like just giving different scenarios. And again, they saw that like if a person wasn't what we would deem like culturally, societally attractive, they were not believed.
I mean, it's pretty privilege. I think Janet Mock is the one I think she's the one who coined that term. But I think that being conventionally attractive or being considered conventionally attractive is absolutely a form of privilege. And that doesn't surprise me at all.
I mean, it's not privilege to be sexually harassed, but to be the one who
is
gets
believed.
Taken seriously
the
for
one
their
believed.
Claim.
The one who's believed. Yeah. And so it's definitely not, no, just to be clear, thank you for making that clarification. Yeah. But it's being believed versus not being believed, I think is a thing. Mm. And already as women, like no one believes you in the first place. So it's like to have like an extra layer. Unfortunately, that does not surprise me. And I would love to see like any like racial demographic breakdowns to that as well.
Oh, yeah.
And I would
want to...
Yeah.
Wait, I want to share one more thing that you might find interesting then. And this was actually the most disturbing part of it. Women who aren't considered conventionally attractive or don't believe that they are attractive, they may doubt their own feelings of being a victim of sexual harassment, meaning they might be less likely to report it. So if you, for whatever reason, don't have confidence in the way that you look, that means that if you are sexually harassed, you're not going to be telling people about it because you're like, no one's going to believe me.
Well, I mean, that's why a lot of people like prey on younger women because you aren't confident and you don't know who you are. So I think it's all, I mean, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It's really,
I only share this both because I think it's always interesting to see the psychology behind attractiveness, but also if you're out there and you've experienced sexual harassment, say something, talk to people, like, don't worry about what other people are going to think. Do what's right for you. So
scream it from the rooftops.
Okay, I have to share some behind the scenes, some BTS here. The way we align our audio at this podcast is the guest and I both clap at the same time. Can I just say, Charlotte, you have the best, most erect, cheerleader-esque clap I have ever seen from a guest.
Yeah, I mean, is that a good thing? I don't know. I watched Cheer and I thoroughly enjoyed it, but...
It was like the clap, like the outside point of it was very like, and 3, 2...
What? I've never been a cheerleader. Like, I couldn't even do like
team sports. That's what I was going to ask.
Couldn't even do team sports. No, I did track because I was like, I can run in a straight line-ish, not even.
Coordination needed, right?
No, I mean, I did lacrosse, but I didn't like the coach, so I quit pretty quickly. I don't do things I don't like to do, so...
I feel like that's a common refrain amongst a lot of people. Okay, so I have to ask you, what got you into this whole game? Like, all of a sudden, you're getting your esthetician's license a couple of years after I think most people start their career. So you obviously have a journey to the beauty world. What is it?
Honestly, it started with cannabis. Before I got into all of this, I was always interested in beauty. I think if you are, you know, a woman in the United States, you do think about your appearance and how you present. I think that's just, you know, comes with being here. And really, when it comes to my obsession with kind of the science of skincare, the marketing of skincare, I did write about beauty when I was working at Hearst. You know, I was writing, like, you know, different pieces that were assigned to me. But I worked more on the actual social media development. So I'm actually the person that launched Cosmo Snapchat Discover. So
okay, we should tell people Hearst is the company that owns a bunch of magazines,
exactly,
including
Cosmopolitan.
Cosmo, yes.
And so then that led me, so I built that property, was doing all the editorial there, and that led me to Snapchat. And when I was at Snapchat, I was in California all the time, and I saw what was happening with cannabis. And it was really confusing to me because there was, like, almost no science behind what anybody was saying to me. I was trying to understand, like, how to get something to work for me. And then there was also the social justice side of it, where I'm like, why are people still on Rikers? But, like, there's John Boehner out here selling weed. Like, I'm confused, like, what is happening here? And I just found it really interesting.
So for nonviolent crimes, you're saying? Like, why are people in prison for nonviolent crimes? Okay,
exactly. And so, you know, I just wanted to kind of, like, talk about it. And because I'd left Snapchat, I wanted to get into cannabis and understand it more. And so that's when I met Joyce, who's my co-founder, and Marta as well. And so Joyce used to do clinicals at SkinCeuticals and their patents. And so she's actually the one who was like, there's merit here with cannabinoids, which are the therapeutic compounds found in hemp and cannabis. And she was like, I think there's a potential here for actual skincare benefits, but we have to figure out, like, the dose. What does it do? And there was a lot of research that we had to do to actually get to the point of launching our skincare brand, which is Dew. And because I'm inquisitive and I don't like being scammed, I think that's pretty normal. I started doing a ton of research, just harassing dermatologists to talk to me and chemists. And it led to me writing more about beauty, but also creating content on the internet, which was me just kind of, like, having a record of what I was learning. And it really resonated.
Wait, so the idea for the beauty company came before you started sharing your journalistic journey in beauty with everyone online?
This has been going on for such a long time. And I don't know if we can swear, but, you know, it started with cannabinoids and just wanting to understand cannabinoids and, you know, things like CBD, CBN, CBG, CBC, just because, like, I'd had really good experiences with them. And I was like, is this all anecdotal? Is this all placebo? Is it all in my head?
And your experience was with topical or?
Topical. I mean, I love smoking weed. I think it needs to be
But that's with, like,
legalized.
THC.
That's THC. Yeah. And, you know, ingesting CBD, like, maybe, like, you know, that's a little bit more difficult, right? Like, we're getting really into, like, when we're talking about, like, anti-anxiety, I'm like, FDA is listening and watching, though not really, because, like, five people work there. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just much, it's, like, much more medical. But when you're talking about topically, for me, what took us the longest, I would say, was actually just finding sourcing that wasn't sketchy. And that's what opened my eyes to sourcing of ingredients in skincare and how this is something that nobody talks about. Like, we talk about vitamin C like a monolith, but vitamin C, there are tons of different suppliers. It completely impacts the stability. We're not even getting to, like, things like encapsulation, which helps with product delivery. Like, you can go on and on and on a single ingredient. And I was like, how does no one talk about this? Like, we talk about the sourcing of our food, but no one's talking.
Because it's mad complicated.
It is. But I love complicated things and trying to make them more discernible and understandable. And we talk about it with food, but we don't talk about it with skincare. And with food, like, you know what you're eating. Like, an avocado is an avocado, but it's like with this, it's going to have a discernible difference on, like, your skin. So that's where I just started to get really into the weeds. And I just love marketing and like how we use language to explain something. So I was like, these brands are fucking creative. And sorry, I don't know if we can swear. I swear a lot.
You can absolutely swear. I'll be honest with you. I have not been able to figure out something happened in our iTunes and setting and we have an explicit without fail every episode, even if we don't have curses and I can't turn it off. So continue swearing.
Wonderful.
So we can get our ease worth of content.
Fucking great. Excellent. it's honestly just like this constant wealth of information. I find it fascinating. And I was like, maybe other people will find it fascinating. And they do, because I think that for me, I'm generally trying to find, like, what is the truth of something. And it's really hard to get to that with skincare because it is so nuanced and everyone is so different. Like, there is no one ingredient or one product that's going to work for everyone.
Right.
And so that's kind of, like, where I try to create content around that, which is just trying to find what works best for you.
So when you and your founder started working on this, I bet you have a lot of pet peeves with the skincare industry, but let me ask you if you can simplify for our audience here, like what's like on the biggest pet peeve you have with the skincare industry?
I think just not saying what it is and trying to use really creative language around it. Like, you know, even something as simple as like a retinol cream and like you look at it and you're like, there's not enough retinol in this that's going to work. Just say it's a cream, like a moisturizer is excellent. And, you know, or it's like, maybe it's just like an antioxidant effect. Just like say what it does and say what it is and say what data you have behind it. And then I think there's also like certain trends like around like natural and it's like all natural skincare. What does that mean? And saying that that's better for the environment? No, it's not. It might be. I don't know. What's your sourcing? So I think it's just like saying something where you don't lead me to more questions and leave me more confused than where I started is a pet peeve. And then just one pet peeve that's starting to drive me crazy is like every brand talks about how their product causes purging. And I'm like, I've talked to too many.
Purging? What do you mean by purging?
Purging, where it's like you use a product and then after that you start breaking out and your skin gets worse before it gets better. This is absolutely true with maybe a chemical peel that you go to a dermatologist or a licensed esthetician for. It might be true for a prescription, but like so many of these products have like 1% lactic acid. I'm like, oh, it's purging. Or like a rose water. One company was truly saying straight face, dead ass to people, you're going to purge from a rose water. And I'm like, purging comes from cellular turnover. And it's basically taking, you know, any bacteria or buildup that was underneath the skin to the top. And there are just certain things that do not cause cell turnover or at a significant enough amount to cause purging. Just say the product didn't work for the person and move on. Don't tell them to keep using it and to continue having...
Work through the pain.
Right. It's like beauty isn't pain. Like, unless if a doctor is telling you, like, it's going to be a little painful. You know, it's just like, that's just not how it works. So I think that would be just like my... That's like my latest gripe where it's like, you know, for the serum that we're launching, it's not... It doesn't cause purging. Like, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I honestly... That term just seems ridiculous to me too. I don't know. And you're right. The food industry really does do a better job. It's like you have to call something a pasta product. You have to hit all these things and have this many vitamins in it and whatever. But
the FDA.
You can use terms like organic, natural. Yeah.
It's the FDA.
It's just.
Yeah. Food and drug.
The lack of the FDA, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Very interesting. So, okay. Now that you've become everybody's like, auntie that's doing the research for them. That's what I'm just going to call you because your journey has helped a lot of people. And I've watched as your audience has grown like online, people want to know what you're putting out. So I'm sure you get questions all the time from like followers and things. Is it like, if I had a dime for every time someone asked this, I'd be rich as hell. What is that question?
Probably dry skin. I don't know. I mean, hyperpigmentation is everywhere. And I do not suffer from hyperpigmentation, but I talk to dermatologists enough where I'm like, follow this person. These are some ingredients that are well known for XYZ. But ultimately, if you have like advanced hyperpigmentation that bothers you, go to a derm. But for me, I get asked the most about dry skin. I don't know if it's because of the function of the pandemic. We're inside more. We're in like crazy heat all the time. I don't know what it is or like people are in
all your followers are in the desert. Maybe.
Like I don't know, but it's like people just have really like dry, flaky skin or it's because everyone's over exfoliating, right? That's like another theory I have where it's like we're all doing so much and you're just destroying your barrier. So now everybody suddenly has sensitive, dry skin. And I'm like, no, you don't. Like I've had, not to be like a jerk, but it's like I've had sensitive, dry skin from childhood. Like I always tell this story because I find it pretty funny. And it's like basically the environment I was raised in, but I was very young and my grandmother took like one look at my skin and she saw me like scratching. She just like threw Nivea cold cream at me. She was like, just use this. I can't watch you itching your face anymore. And I've been using cold cream from like a very young age. So I would say that that's the number one thing that I get. And it's also the one that I'm happiest to get because it's very easy to recommend products to. And I do get a lot of medical questions and I draw the line there. Like, I can't tell you how to fix your cystic acne, nor should I.
I always feel bad when we get those questions and I'm like, but then you say talk to a derm. And I did a story once and found that like only 5% of people in this country have access to a dermatologist. It's tough.
You know, I lived in Canada, and when I had serious skin problems, I had perioral dermatitis, I was getting rosacea, and it was a function of me using products with too many essential oils. And I didn't know this at the time, and I really did mess up my skin. And I thought it was the toxins, just like being exercised from my pores, like so vague. And that's like another thing. It's like, be specific, like don't be vague. And you know, if I was in the US, I wouldn't have been able to afford a dermatologist. But because—
They have socialized medicine.
Because I was in Canada, like I had to pay for it, but it's like, it was $10. It was like $10 or $20. My prescription was free. And it's just like, it's just like a different level. And it was, and I also was able to shop around. Like a couple of derms like made fun of me, which I mean, I was rubbing lavender on my face, so fair. But you don't, I was young, you know, 20 something year old. And I was like, I know better. And so finally I met a derm who was like very nice to me about it. And I finally listened and I got a really good prescription.
Such a good point. Like I would think about that. Here in the States, you pay your copay and then you're like, I went to the doctor and it didn't work. You're not going to go shop around. And sometimes you need to, not shop around for a doctor, but find someone who gets you and can
your
talk
vibe.
To you and rapport
your
with
you. Your vibe. Exactly. Yeah. No, and that's
so
the thing. Like,
just
she
move
got
to
me.
Canada, everyone.
Yeah.
And then you can get that. That's a whole other, I'm not even going to touch socialized medicine, but we do have a lot of listeners in Canada. And so I'm jealous of them right now for that reason. Mm-hmm. Okay. Before we get into our next topic, I want to like hear some of your favorite products because obviously you've tried a bunch before you created your own. What's your ride or die antioxidant serum? Charlotte Palomino.
I mean, I'm not going to plug my own product. So, I mean, even though I do
use
it.
You're allowed.
I do use it every day because I think that also with antioxidants, everyone thinks immediately vitamin C, but that's not the only antioxidants that you can be using. So, you know, we don't use vitamin C in our product and cannabinoids are a pretty good antioxidant if you can stabilize them, which we're very lucky that we did find a stabilized source and then encapsulated it. So I do love that. I do love my product. Another product that I use pretty religiously is Dr. Loretta's Replenishing Serum. Now it's technically like a very like thick, like silicone-y type base. So it's really about barrier repair, but it also has an ingredient called lipochromane in it, which I really like because, you know, for me with like a lot of like products, I'm always worried about the stability just because we've failed stability so many times. So
your company?
My company.
When you were trying.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. Just like me being like, throw tranexamic acid in there, throw azelaic acid in there. Just like me, like, and like, you know, our head of product being like, this is going to fail. And it's like, there are certain ingredients that when you put them to, when I see very complicated formulas, I'm like, what survived? Like that's like Hunger Games. Like one is going to be active and the rest will be dead.
And this is like weeks later when you retest it for its effectiveness.
We do 4 week stability. And then on the final formula, we do 90 day. It's not a requirement in the US. I believe it is internationally. I think it is in the EU. Like I always joke like in the EU, like we definitely want some of their regulations, but I couldn't be fucked about that 1300 ingredient list. I want like the claims testing. I want the stability testing.
Yes, everybody knows. Nobody wants like the freaking antifreeze from the Boeing 737.
Nobody cares. Yeah,
it's on that list because it's not even going to be in your skincare.
RIPT is another one. Repeat insult patch testing, which is not required in the US, but it is required, I believe, elsewhere. I mean, it's like it's a good practice, right? But not everybody does it. So those are some of the things that I'd want to see. And then lastly, I think that everyone needs a good sunscreen. That's super important. And I do love Beach Shields. The Crave Beach Shield. And
I saw you review that on your Instagram and I had no idea it had SPF, but just couldn't say it.
So the thing is like, I trust Leo like with my life. So there's that. And you have to take a kind of a leap of faith at that point. Because at the end of the day, there are filters in sunscreen that are not allowed in the US or not approved
yet. Some of the good ones.
Some of the good ones. And so it's really challenging to make a good sunscreen in the US. So Joyce DeLimos, who's our head of product, she used to do sunscreen formulations at L'Oreal and like for like the parent company, right? So she did it across multiple brands. And it's like, we always joke about like the limitations in US sunscreen and why it's so hard to make a good one. And so with Beach Shield, you know, she was transparent enough to post their actual testing, right? So their UV testing and their scoring. So I feel comfortable recommending it because she actually published the data.
You're not going to get like burned like the whole Purito thing from the
right. And
fall.
Even Purito, like it was still an SPF 20. It's not nothing. They weren't selling you Vaseline, right? It's not as good. I mean, Naukos, which is their manufacturer, they actually did get warning letters from the FDA. So I'm just kind of like, is anyone surprised? Like, I'm not. But anyway, so basically the way that Crave sells is as antioxidants, because it does have antioxidants. Antioxidants can actually help with the stability of a sunscreen and other things. So I like that product. I like the finish. It doesn't have a white cast. So I do like that as a sunscreen. And I also like Dr. Loretta's Antioxidant Plus. Disclosure though, Dr. Loretta is advising dermatologist on Dew.
Oh. Got it. I appreciate the disclosure. I love that you just combined antioxidants with sunscreen. So we got like a little bit of everything. I'm into that.
Hey, you might not need a serum. You might just need a sunscreen. You know, it's like you don't always need to have like a separate step for everything.
Totally. Okay, how do we take this shit off? Like if you're doing a nice big, what's your cleanser? I'm sure you have many that you go to, or maybe you don't, but when you're using a physical sunscreen, you know, someday at a time, I want to have that lavender cast. Like when I'm hiking up at elevation, like give it to me. I want to see where it is so that I know that it's on. I don't care what I look like. How do you get that off at the end of the day?
So Then I Met You has a great cleansing balm, which I really like. I used to love DHC, but the founder is they have not apologized for certain comments. So I'll leave it.
Oh, persona non grata in Charlotte's book. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So until I see some work done, I'm good on that. So I've replaced it now with the cleansing balm from Then I Met You. I mean, I also the cleanser, it's a pretty great double cleansing. Routine. I'm not going to lie. I sometimes use just like the Cetaphil gentle cleanser as my first cleanse. And then I'll go in with like a more foaming cleanser.
Because it is kind of milky. It's sort of like a balm.
It is milky. And the thing is with a lot of these cleansers, like that one, like if you take it off with like one of those like reusable makeup pads, like it actually takes off mascara. Cause I'm wearing a lot of eye product right now.
The quote unquote tissue off direction. Every time I read that, I just get vibes of my grandmother and I just... And clearly, if you're cleansing twice, like you're going to get the rest of the residue off, but I still feel unclean.
You can, I'm sorry. I would never do that and then not go in with like a second cleanser. I would never just use that. So,
but that's what my grandma did. She did like Pond's cold cream and then tissue off.
If I wasn't wearing makeup, maybe. But even then, I mean, I live in New York. It's disgusting here. The air, the dust. Like, I don't dust in my own house. I'm like so bad at cleaning right now. I have like too much going on. So I'm just
You have a lot of particulate matter. It's fine. We get it.
Exactly. I have a lot of toxins just floating around my apartment.
Don't say that T word on our show. Thank you very much. Okay. We talked about sunscreen, cleanser, antioxidant serum. This is Fat Mascara and we love a good fragrance. I don't even know if you're a fragrance person, but like how do you fragrance your home? Do you do candles? Do you do perfume?
I mean, I do. Preston Conrad is like this wonderful human that I met at a dinner and he launched a candle line and it's good and it's like really reasonably priced. So I love like sandalwoody, musky flavors. I'm like, sometimes I like my brain goes to French because it's like parfum, which is like the word for flavors. Perfumes. And then I think it's Huda Kitan's sister has like a fragrance line.
Yes, it's really good.
It's good. I have the same bottle from like 3 years ago and it smells the same.
I believe is the brand.
Yes, Kaeli. And it's like Musk 12. And it's just like, I've had it for like 3 years and I love it. Because I don't wear fragrance every day, but when I do, it's like, I love a musky scent.
That was very, I don't wear fragrance every day, but when I do, what does that add with the guy? I don't know what I'm talking about, the tequila guy or something.
I don't drink tequila every day, but when I do.
I can't tell. It's been a long week. What can I say, Charlotte? This was so helpful. I got a couple good new products that I have to check out in there, and we will put links on our blog so that people can check them out. And now I'm going to meet you on the other side, and we're going to talk about under eye circles. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove Superpower Shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Her clap was a little looser this time, guys.
I was subconscious.
It was great. So I wanted to talk to you about, I'm going to put big quotes on this, under eye circles. Because A, you have a product that goes near one's eyes, and mm-hmm. I want to hear about that. But B, I feel like this term gets overused and people just generically lump anything wrong with anything in the orbital 360 around their eye and call it an under eye circle. What do you think?
I think that it is very complicated. And as you get older, the best thing you can do is go to a dermatologist. There are certain things that you can do. Like I literally created a product that basically because I love under eye masks, but it does freak me out how much packaging there is. But I just realized like there is not so much that I can do that it's worth buying these individual sheet masks all the time. So for me, right. You know, under eye, like the hollows, which is like a very specific kind of dark circle. I'm using the air quotes.
Yeah, let's get into the hollows. Let's talk hollows.
I'm getting into the air quotes, but it's genetic. It's just, mm-hmm. c'est la vie. It's like it's on both sides. We got a double
whammy. Wait, Charlotte, are you French? Because French has come up a couple times.
Oh, yeah. I say half French, but like, yeah, I got that passport and shit, and I was raised
by
a French grandmother. Yes.
I want our audience to get to know you.
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking about the hollows here, but you touched on two things. What is the product that you made that you're talking about?
So the product we made is is a reusable eye mask. And so my big gripe with just sheet masks is that they never fit my face. My nose bridge is a little bit higher than what these masks are made for. So it always made like a tent shape, right?
Where it's like, oh, so it wasn't even making skin contact right where you need it most.
Exactly. And so for me, I have like, I can get like crepey under eyes and they get really dry. I have very dry skin. And also like some of these actives, like I really want them to sink in, like whether it be like a vitamin C or a niacinamide or even a peptide. I just wanted to make sure it got in there. And so I find that under eye masks can help with that. And also I get some inflammation. I say inflammation, but it's like, I don't sleep enough. So there's like a little bit of residual puffiness. And sometimes just like the pressure of a compress helped flatten it out a bit. So I love eye masks, but I realized the amount of waste because pouches, they're typically a material then lined with plastic. So you have to throw it out. There's no way to recycle it.
And she's talking about like the sheet masks that are cut in the shape of like a moon that goes under your eye.
Exactly. For, like, even like a full, even like a full face mask. Like it's just like, because we did look into making sustainable sheet masks, but there's still that outer pouch and then usually a plastic sheet within it. And then it doesn't matter if the mask is degradable because you have those two steps of packaging from beforehand. So we wanted to create something that was reusable, also fun. Like it's been a long couple of years. We wanted to make something accessibly priced that you can put on your face and feel like you're like, you know, doing something and taking care of yourself. So we just made a reusable under eye sheet mask that's just made out of silicone. It's incredibly simple.
So if you had an active that you already liked, like I love putting a peptide under my eyes, you would put that on, then put this over top and it would have like an occlusive kind of property.
Because that is what a sheet mask does. We were talking to a couple of dermatologists and we're like, what do sheet masks do? And they're like, they're great for before events because it's just like, it's not allowing the product to evaporate. So it just more saturates the stratum corneum. And then they're like, if you have actives, in theory, it should penetrate a little bit deeper. So that's really why.
I just pictured one of our smart listeners like wrapping their head in saran wrap because it's like, oh, I can make my own. I don't know why I got that visual. Don't do that.
Buy
Charlotte's Do Skin. What is the name of the product?
It's Do. It's just the Forever Eye Mask because you technically—
That's the Forever Eye Mask.
It lasts a really long time. So we've tested it for up to a year before the logo starts to fade. But if you don't care about the logo fading, you could use it indefinitely.
And you put it back after every use.
Exactly. You just wash it. You can use like alcohol on it, like 70% like ethanol. Just wipe it off.
So you touched on no sleep giving you puffiness and what could help with that. You touched on like genetically, my face is shaped this way. So there is just a shadow from the light and that's the hollow you're seeing. Mm-hmm. One we didn't talk about is those little fat pads under there. You know how we get this question a lot from listeners that are like, as they've gotten older, I don't remember the name of which fat pad. This isn't the buccal fat pad, some other fat pad. Mm-hmm. And it starts to drop and you get this little like, it's like a little purse under your eye.
Well, designer
what do you
bag.
Suggest? Okay. 3 weeks away from your esthetician's license. What do you suggest?
I mean, go to a dermatologist. I mean, the thing is like the under eye area is really complicated. So unless, if you're talking about wrinkles, like retinoids, and yes, and I want to preface this with like—
You put retinoids near your eye or you don't use that
ones
yet?
Ones that are formulated, the La Roche-Posay one, the retinoic, whatever, like that one actually is pretty gentle. And I don't normally pair those with the eye patches. Like I'll use like a more peptide base. Like I love Jordan Samuel's gel. Yeah, like I like water-based products and it just makes it look plumper. And yes, you can use ingredients that are going to thicken the dermis, which is like you have your epidermis and your dermis. It basically, it's like you can produce more collagen. But I think that when people see these like under these bags or like these fat pads, like it's, you want a dramatic result. You don't want a slight result. And if you want something dramatic, I could recommend every eye cream on earth. But I mean, I have a friend, she had them. Guess what? She just got them cut out. And guess what? It fixed it. So
yeah. For a certain genetic shape of face, I have seen that surgery for the removal of the fat pad. It can make you more hollow in some cases too.
And you can I would have to get filler, right? Like there is nothing to remove. It's actually like I've always had it. And you can't see now because again, you can also use cosmetics, right? Like you can use concealer and powder and it just changes how the light reflects on it. So that's what I have right now. And so, you know, I think it's also like an acceptance of it too. Like it's also okay to have like a level of a human looking face, which will have eye bags.
Or not even eye bags, which has... It waxes and wanes, concavities and planes. And if you have high cheekbones, then that math is going to tell you, physics is going to tell you there's going to be a shadow behind
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You know? And it's like, you know, I could recommend caffeine, but like, and because caffeine is a vasoconstrictor.
I know it is a vasoconstrictor. I think it was a convenient marketing thing that happened like 10 years ago. Like people think caffeine will wake them up. So like it worked well with the idea of an eye cream. Do you know what I mean?
Super temporary. Like there are like, you know yes. what I mean? It's like also that. So it's like, you know, anything that has to do really with the under eye area, I do kind of think it's like slightly cosmetic. And when I say cosmetic, I mean as in like you wipe it off and it goes away, which yeah. is okay. Like that's totally fine. And I do like using, you know, eye gels. I do like using my Forever Eye Mask. I like that it's cold because I feel like it does help. And that's more just because I'm not sleeping, right? These are things that I could take care of, even though it's hard to sleep these days, right? So, I get a little nervous when I see like a $300 eye cream because I'm like, how much does Botox cost in your region?
I was just going to say, if you are using that all year long, you could save up and you could have had Botox. Or not Botox, excuse me, filler would be what you would want.
Exactly. And so with these procedures, they're never going to change like the texture of your skin. They're not going to, well, I mean, if you're getting like lasers actually, so I guess I eat my own words there. But, you know, I was on a call earlier and it was a call, Clubhouse, and it was a call. And it's basically, it's like skincare is like the in-between. So it's what maintains the health of your skin. It's like what basically helps it like look like. Like my skin wouldn't look like juicy and plump if I wasn't using skincare. And so I think that if you take that kind of a perspective with your skincare versus it's going to get rid of X, when you're talking about eradicating something, you typically have to go get a procedure. Everything else is going to help minimize the appearance of, right?
Yes, right. Good advice. Yeah. Thank you, Charlotte.
Which we want sometimes, right? Like I don't need to eradicate. I'm fine with my face. I'm not going to change it.
And I never negate the feeling of like the ritual of skincare. Like you're not feeling great about yourself. Maybe you weren't getting sleep. Like rubbing on a product feels nice. That's it's so a little good. Time with yourself. Like you're not going to wake up and all of a sudden have a different face. No. But like that doesn't mean it's not worthwhile.
No. And it's like my skin is stronger and healthier now than it was in its 20s. And that feels amazing. Like I do have to say like comfortable skin where your skin doesn't hurt is like a big deal. And for me, my skin hurt for a lot of my life because it was dry and uncomfortable. And so just even figuring that out is a big win. But it's like, am I going to have wrinkles? Yes.
Get ready. No, I'm just kidding. You will. But you'll take care of it. All right. That was super helpful. Thank you, Charlotte. Okay, it's time to raise a wand. We're going to hear from a listener. Take it away, Megan.
Hi, Jess and Jen. It's Megan here from Chicago, and I am raising a wand to a product that has completely revolutionized, dare I say, my lashes. Over the years, I've just always had really crappy lashes. Not only are they short and thin, it just mascara cannot do them any justice. I've tried so many different formulas, and I finally decided that it was time to invest in a lash serum. I am getting married, supposed to be this October, will be next October in 2022, but I wanted to see where I could get my natural lashes using a serum. So I ended up choosing the Grande Lash Enhancing Serum that I've heard so many influencers and editors rave about, gets really great reviews on Sephora. It's a little bit pricey for a 3-month supply. I think it's around $59, but it works wonders. I just apply a little strip of it to the top of my lash, just like you would with liquid eyeliner. And I've noticed incredible results from just regular use the past 3 months and would highly recommend it. Like I said, it is a little bit of an investment, but if you're not happy with your lashes, really, really recommend it. Mine are just thick and full and they look incredibly long with mascara now. So big fan of the podcast. Thanks so much for all you're doing and whatnot. And thanks. Yeah. Bye.
Okay, a lash serum for all of us to try. If you guys want to send in your raise a wand, you know how to do it. Send me a voicemail or voice memo, info@fatmascara.com, or give me a call, 646-481-8182. What if I like made you go away now, Charlotte, and come back and call me and like leave it on the, like, you know.
I'd do
Charlotte
it.
Calling me.
It wouldn't be this good of audio.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm so excited to hear your raise a wand because I really love everything that you recommend. So take it away. What do you want to raise a wand to?
Absolutely. I would raise a wand to our eye mask, but we actually sold out again today. So that happens. But I think there are two products I want to raise a wand to. The first one is Katie Jane Hughes just launched a brush collection with Spectrum. And as somebody who's obsessed with watching her videos, I've actually been testing them and they are excellent. Like, you know, okay. How she does the crazy eyeliner looks. She has a brush in there specifically for that. And I'm obsessed with it. And then, if you've been,
can I ask what the brush shape is that makes it?
It's
so
a
great?
Very thin eyeliner shape. And I've never been able to find one in a brush set that isn't like that actually gets that tapered razor thin finish. And it's like a long, ooh, like shape. It's really cool. And just like generally, like it's vegan too, which is nice because it's not made with like animal like hair, which is fantastic, but they have like a really nice soft feel. It's like bamboo. I'm like really proud. I'm really excited about it. So I'm like hoping I get
good
to
job,
do more crazy.
KJH.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then if you've been struggling to find sunscreen, I do these series where I test out different sunscreens, and Black Girl sunscreen has been really agreeing with my skin. And it's just nice to be able to wear a sunscreen that doesn't really interfere with my makeup and just like has a nice finish and doesn't have a
do
white
you put
cast.
It before, under makeup, over makeup, how's the pilling
situation? The pilling is actually, there's no pilling. But basically what I do, I do my skincare. And then I do my SPF, and then I do my makeup.
And the makeup goes on smoothly on top.
Yes, yes.
Love that.
Yes.
Okay, well, you might like my raise a wand then. I'm actually raising a wand too. I still call it Colore Science, and it's not the damn brand. It's Color Science, but there's an E in there, and I can't not say it every time on the show. They just launched this thing called Face Shield Flex SPF 50. So basically, it's a physical and chemical sunscreen, and the color is encapsulated within it. So as you rub it on, it sort of color adjusts to your tone, and they have it in an inclusive shade range. It is so good because a lot of those like really good thick sunscreens have that silicone-y feel to them, and this one is not that matte. You know, there's a lot of those like face shields. They're always called shields. Shields always seem really matte to me. But this one's called the Shield, and it's not matte. It's a nice texture.
And it leaves you dewy?
I wouldn't say dewy, but it's just like a skin texture. And so that's $45. They also launched a multi-correction serum that has a tint in it that's $89 that I'm kind of obsessed with, but I felt really weird about an $89 tint that I'm wearing every day. Like, so I'm going to go with the $45 one to recommend to everybody.
That's fair.
Yeah, I like to be democratic that way. Charlotte, this was so much fun. You are
Thank
the greatest
you so
co-host.
Much.
Thank you so much for doing this with me. And you guys know where to follow her. I'll put links to all of her products that she mentioned, her Instagram, her company, so you can support her and her co-founder. And yeah, thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. This was amazing. My dream come true. I've been listening to you guys
from
like episode one. I'm not kidding. It's amazing.
Aww.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.